This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 243 for Thursday, January 27th. Canola futures on the Intercontinental Exchange are back pushing higher on Thursday morning after trading became rather choppy. The March canola contract rises $1.80 at $9.99.30 per ton. The May contract gains $4 at $9.95.80 per ton. Support is coming from gains in Chicago soy oil, as well as Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed. More but smaller increases in global crude oil prices continue to support edible oils. In the face of a stronger United States dollar, the Canadian dollar is weaker on Thursday morning. The loonie is down at 78.91 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 79.33. Tensions between Russia and Ukraine are said to be easing. The two countries remain negotiating in Paris for a longer-term ceasefire agreement. However, reports state the big test as to whether Russia invades Ukraine or not will come after next month's Winter Olympics in China. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released its export sales report this morning. For the week ending January 20th, wheat export sales are up 78% from last week, hitting a marketing year high of nearly 677,000 tons. There are also 60,000 tons in sales for 2022-23. Corn export sales improved 29% on the week at more than 1.4 million tons of old crop. New crop sales incur a net reduction of 165,000 tons. Soybean export sales rise 53% at 1.025 million tons of old crop, plus almost 203,000 tons of new crop. Soy meal sales rise 5% at just over 330,000 tons, but have a net reduction of 99,000 tons of new crop. Soy oil sales are down 61% at a still healthy 12,200 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly higher on Thursday morning. The March contract rises 2 cents at $14.42 per bushel. March soy oil gains nearly 6-tenths of a cent at 64.49 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal pulls back $1.40 at $3.99.10 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly lower this morning. The March contract dips a penny at $6.26 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly lower as well, with the March contract also down 1 cent at $6.56. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker as Chicago March gives up 15.5 cents at $7.79.5. Kansas City March loses 13 cents at $8.03, and Minneapolis March falls 12 cents at $9.04. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, January 27th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.